USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package that includes provisions for paid leave, sick benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
ICE is reportedly easing up on its immigration crackdown across the nation. Agents are to stop enforcement at or around hospitals and clinics during the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want people to avoid medical care out of fear of deportation, according to top officials, who say the focus will now instead be on those who do pose a criminal threat and threat to public safety. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with the automatic emergency braking system. The safety feature may not, in fact, work. Seems a sensor issue keeps it from identifying an object which could increase the risk of a crash. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. An astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden was 88. A NASA administrator praising Warden's career, saying his achievements in space and on Earth will never be forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
China says it's revoking media credentials of Americans working for three major U.S. newspapers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
It's the largest expulsion of foreign journalists by China in the post-Mao Zedong era, amid an escalating battle with the Trump administration over media operating in the two countries. China expelling American journalists working for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. It escalates the tit-for-tat battle between China and the United States over resident foreign media that saw Washington this month slash the number of Chinese nationals permitted to work at the U.S. offices of major Chinese state-owned media outlets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A multifaceted storm system is slated to bring blizzard conditions to parts of the northern plains and record challenging heat to portions of the mid-Atlantic. Winter is going out with a bang in terms of severe weather over the central states as spring officially arrives. The storm system is the same one responsible for bringing the much-needed rainfall to California and burying the Sierra Nevadas with tons of snow. Prior to the system's arrival, a small pocket of severe thunderstorms erupted in western Texas. Yet another round of severe weather is expected from eastern Texas and Oklahoma to Missouri, Illinois, southern Iowa, and eastern Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.